Good morning. This is an audio brief for the U.S. grain market, 6:57 a.m. Eastern Time, July 3rd. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. I believe the market closes at 1 p.m. today, and then we have the holiday tomorrow, so the markets will be closed and get back to work on Wednesday. All right, we are making an alert for the corn market in the sense of a level 3 bottom. Now, it is in rule violation when we look at weekly data all the way out to long-term data. When we zoom inside of it into intraday data and intraday business cycles, we're finding, yes, it can extend beyond the normal rules and the normal time for a level 3 business cycle, and it can bottom today. And we can find a reasoning behind that is that the distortion in the sense of the USDA report came in at the end of a week that happened to be, in theory, the latest allowed for a level 3 bottom. And yet the data was dramatic. The report was surprising and created a shocking moment in the market. This can cause spillover into today, even though the data is all well known. And yes, they sold it overnight and put it lower when they should not have, but it's so close to the deadline of the level 3, and we know the reasoning behind it. We're going to forgive the market for misbehaving and not going along with its own rules that we have seen for 100 years, okay? And at least the market is up overnight. It's created a positive reversal, meaning it opened lower, traded lower, and is now trading above the prior day's close. So, and we're getting daily indicators that are extremely oversold, turning to the buy side, and it seems like there's high probability a buy signal would work, that the market's been beaten up enough, washed out enough. So this is a pure timing, trend timing alert that we're calling a level 3 bottom today. And we may be wrong, and it may be lower later this week. If it is lower later this week, we will likely revise and say that somewhere in the drop last week was a level 3 bottom, and then we would be concerned the next level 3 bottom isn't until next week, and so therefore it's just going to continue to drop all this week into next. That'd be a rather strange pattern, and we prefer this strange pattern that we're going to give it just one day longer than normal to wrap up the level 3 sales and to get that level 3 trader to start to realize they got a little bit of a bargain here for the rest of this month. They're going to want to buy something, and that the seller has washed out enough and cannot afford to sell more or does not want to sell more. They want to sell rallies. We think this can work, but again, it's pure trend timing. It's far more aggressive than many timers or people who call themselves timers in the markets because it looks like a falling knife. It could cut us. We could be wrong. So you don't go with this alert. It's just, for most people, it's just something to watch that we're going to wait for it to bounce and perhaps not do anything about it. But if you're that aggressive, if you think you can understand this and go with it and manage the risk, not get hurt, you could at least have day trading to intra-week trading to maybe even an intra-month trade here when the market ought to rally this week, and it does not have to top out to next week, the latest. So there is a round of level 3 buying coming. Now, how well the round of buying will depend upon the larger level 2, level 1 traders, who some may be confused. They're probably not confused as much as they just disgusted with the market because it went straight up, straight down. Gigantic amounts, okay, normally it would take weeks to several weeks, months to move a market that much. And so it's really disrupted how they like to trade and work. And some of them, I think on the fun side, some of them are now leaving the grain, saying it's over and done with for the year, and we just don't want anything to do with this market, okay? So it's too wild, too sloppy. Okay, at any rate, we're calling a level 3 bottom. And it'll be fun to see whether it's going to work, but I don't know as I'd personally trade it. I don't know how much faith to have in it or where we're going here, as long as the weather looks like, hey, we're going to make lots of corn this year. Upside, they could put it to a 506.5, which was a downside target, and the market blew right down through it off the USDA report. So it's reasonable to think it might work as a resistance where it'd bump its head. The next level would be 519.25. And the market did show some respect to that for a moment and then went below it. And then the next level is 529 or so, 530. And then we got the five-day average coming down around about 519 right now, but that's a live average. So we're looking for retracements, but we really haven't created critical point upside objectives. We really don't see a worthy retracement here. We're just going to watch the market. So you may want to run your own retracements, maybe use Fibonacci or something to see how much you think this market can rally. But we're not seeing quality fundamental, behavioral economics, standard fundamentals, and blah, 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 all the other stuff we're looking at. We're not seeing things that would say, well, this is what it's worth. They overshot it, and it's got to go back. And it's saying they overshot it. It's just not telling us what's it worth and how much to rally. Instead, it's just simply saying somebody needs to buy, and the seller should be washed out so that the supply dries up and the buyer can now wind up moving the market higher than what you might expect off of that USD data and news here. So anyway, here's hopeful we're going to be right, and we got a bounce coming this week and perhaps in the next week. And the level three is important enough, and the market could stay up long enough that this may hinge or anchor to weather news. I doubt it's going to have any other news. I don't see like exports coming in and driving the market higher. I don't see global impact. I don't see dollar impact. I don't see the economy. I don't see long-term bargain hunting playing here. I think basically it would have to be weather where they maybe see some heat coming or something and some dryness and get a little bit excited. But this market could bounce strictly off what some people would call technical trading, chart trading, when in fact even the commercials would be doing it not because of fundamental news or valuations. It's just because they need to do business. And they wind up doing the same thing as the technical trader, but it's blamed or attributed to the technical trader, okay? All right, now, that's enough on the September daily. I'm now going to go to the September weekly chart here. And it took out, went to a new low for the year. So this looks like a straight up, straight down move. It looks bizarre. It looks crazy. I think it's going to discourage a lot of people from trading corn unless they trade only very short term. There's no way the model would not call level one top as of 2 weeks ago. So our forecast is officially bearish into August, probably bearish into October. We could still see sizable up moves, okay? The market came close to 480 for September. It might go to 560, 580, but we doubt it's going to 620. And we think it's over for this year for a crop problem when we look at just our weather analysis and the cyclical crop problem, but then more importantly, compare it to price and use price to actually forecast a weather problem. Bottom line is, we think it's safer to say it's over and done with for this year. The crop problem is next year, and we still question, are we going to get those tremendous crop problems? All right, kind of doubt it. All right, any rate, we will want to watch the five-week average around 537, might be a potential retracement. Right at the moment, almost looks like that's a 50% retracement, a general rule of thumb. Weekly indicators look ugly, look very bearish, and suggesting lingering near-term downside momentum next 1 to 3 weeks. Well, the model suggests it'll take more like 3 to 5 weeks. It's basically saying it ought to go down in August. But my thoughts are, it may actually move sideways through July and dip just a little bit by August. We may be looking at a range that maybe the floor will be a little lower than where we are this week, but it can actually, you know, be considerably higher throughout July for the upside of the range. I think we're just going to trade corn now. I don't see a reason to be blood-curdling bearish into harvest into October. I think we're just going to trade some zigzags here, frankly. All right, at least the weekly chart also looks like a positive reversal week, like it could be a level three bottom, but it should not be the more important level two bottom that's not due until August. Okay, so I think the trade's just going to have a mentality to sell rallies, but they may be done just blindly selling at this time. All right, let's go to the August soybeans now. We had a tremendous blood-curdling surprise USDA data report for that market, but it was bullish, the opposite of corn, and that's how planting reports go. And once again, we see evidence that really nobody can do a great job forecasting acreage. All right, we have this explosive run-up, and it's already started up. We're up 56 cents here now in the beans today. Gigantic explosion here. Now, we do have a critical point upside objective of about 1492, 1509, 1510, and 1527 maybe, okay? So watch those. Those could be upside objectives for today. They could be upside objectives for Wednesday. Now, the model's assuming, yes, level 3 bottom last week. Yes, there was a failed lower price truncated high at the start of last week. And so with calculations of that high and low, we can come up with the critical point upside objectives I just gave you. And with the USD data, it's suggesting this could even make fundamental sense, or at least psychological sense of what people are thinking it's worth, the panic, the emotion of how they're trading, okay? So yes, it can go higher here. Now, for the level 3 in terms of duration and time, how long it will take them to buy, the model's saying really the soybean should go higher into next week for level 3 top, whereas corn might be able to actually top later this week for level 3, okay? And corn could extend into next week. Now, can it really rally into next week? Can it rally that long? Because at this pace, I guess it's going to record high or some crazy dumb thing. And yes, that would be a dumb thing. I don't think beans deserve to go to a record high here unless we have a significant crop problem on top of what we've already seen even. So if we get just a modest crop problem, probably still won't go to a record high. And again, we don't think we've got a crop problem coming this year. All right. At any rate, what we've seen is that we question, will it really go higher into next week? We also question, maybe we've already seen the largest of the run-up already, and it's going to put the brakes on. It's going to struggle moving forward here, that it's really not going to accomplish much. Daily indicator looks quite bullish, suggesting lingering near-term upside momentum next 1 to 3 days. It is at mid-range. Something could stop it, but at least it's looking bullish as if it's going to head for the overbought zone. It is still going to go higher, okay? Until we see a negative reversal day starting towards the end of this week, but more likely next week, we should just assume the level 3 trend is still up and away, but we think they've already overdone it, okay? Now, we can come up with some slightly higher upside objectives if we were to use the high of June 21st, which graphic-wise, chart-wise, visually, some people might say, well, that should have been the true level 3 top. Why wouldn't you use that? Well, internally, we learned that it was not, okay? And we correctly called for a truncated top, a little lower price. So as we go to the weekly chart, we can use that high of 2 weeks ago and the low of last week and run the critical point as well. And it's been generated, and it's suggesting 1521, 1542, and 1563. So we want to use those as backup additional upside of what I just gave you on the daily, because it's also valid on the daily, okay? So that's the range. Unfortunately, you got about 6 different price levels here. It's boiling down to 1 wide range or 2 smaller ranges, however you want to look at it. But there's that much upside potential. We think the market wants to take out the high of this year. It wants to take out the high of December 26th for the August soybean futures, and that high is 1518 and 3/4. But we're not convinced it wants to go much beyond that. So for those of you who are diehard bulls and you think the market has got a lot more upside, I must say we can use the critical point and anchor it to the low of the year, anchor it to the high of 2 weeks ago at 1447, okay? That's the critical point. The market's above it, so it's generated a critical point upside objective, and we have it at 1638, 1693, and 1748. So it could be that crazy. Now, really, that doesn't make sense right now. We don't think it's plausible. We think to do that, we're going to have to add additional news. Well, maybe we'll get it. Maybe it's going to turn off to be hot and dry this month after all. The rains are going to go away after all, okay? The weather just could not make up its mind. Hot and dry, wet and warm, and then back to, or cool even, and then hot and dry. Really, it wasn't even hot and dry earlier this spring. It was just dry. It was cool, dry. So maybe it's going to go to cool, wet, or warm, cool, dry, or hot, dry, don't know. Those kind of scenarios. The door is still open. But I must say, technically, chart-wise, visually, using that critical point that way, we're using it of how it's best used, how it's most accurate, most valuable. We're using the correction of 2 and 3 weeks ago, that setback 2 weeks ago, within an uptrend. That's the only correction there is. It just sticks out there like a sore thumb, okay? And we can anchor that. We're meeting the rules for the best usage and therefore the highest accuracy. So who knows? Maybe it will make sense to go to 1638 to 1748 over times for the August futures, but we don't think so, okay? In addition, we want to keep in mind that when we look at the pattern, when we look at the waves of the supply and demand, which we think is more important than trying to calculate prices, we find that we're in the time frame for level one top. Now, the market may stay up another 2 or 3 weeks. It may stay up to the week of July 17th, which is still calculated as the latest to complete level one and probably level two buying, the most important kind of buying during a year. It could be the latest for bullish fundamental news to last or to be recreated or to show up as new news, fresh news. We're confident the market will be going down late July and August into the level two bottom. We're confident it's going to start going down anywhere from possibly this week, but more likely next, but possibly this week. Anytime now to July 17th, we think it rolls over and goes down. Weekly indicator is overbought. It's saying it's overvalued. It's trying to roll over for sell signal even as the market's rolling over. But it is extremely overbought. That could be a sign it's going to take a little while for that overbought to become real, for come to fruition, that people are going to believe it, they're going to realize it. So let's give them some excitement that maybe it goes to those targets I gave you on the daily, maybe it goes to 1521 to 1563 in the daily weekly, but I think we're getting close. I now think there's more downside and more time to go down in beans than upside, but this is the month, and August is even more important for beans in terms of the crop, so things could still be bullish yet, but we're not leaning that way, okay? I think any negative week reversal this month, sign the market's going lower in an August bottom. I think it bounces in August and then goes lower in September, maybe into October, into harvest. Overall, it could go lower from July into October, all right? Which implies it's pretty much over for the bullish weather stuff. We're just dialing in an adjustment here of what beans might be worth in the future. They've forgotten that it could still be a great crop of beans yield-wise. It's just going to be smaller. So they're trying to adjust that first, the smallness. Later, they'll go back to saying it might not be as small as they thought because the crop actually did well. All right, hopefully I've given you enough useful information here. Even though the trend is up, both beans can rally. All right, how about the wheat market? Well, we think we did a pretty good job of that one. That's the top of June 26, level 3 trend down. Unlike the corn market, we think it's bottoming today, level 3. But unlike the corn market, it's not in any rule violation, some of that weekly data, okay, and longer term. It's fine, and it can even go down a couple days additionally this week, and we'd still be looking for level 3 bottom. But we think we washed it out. We think it's worth to put it in, throw it in with corn. Maybe corn leads wheat higher. A daily indicator trying to work on a buy signal today as the market tries to work on a positive reversal. And I think any positive reversal today through this week, probably a sign of level 3 bottom for wheat, going higher, and it ought to rally this week. And I don't think it's going to top to near the end of this week, if not into next week. It may be similar to soybeans that it does not top until next week. I think we're looking for a retracement rally, maybe as much as $7 here, if it can hang on this 650 area, if it can hold here. It's due for a level 4 bounce today into next, into Wednesday, but I can see we can be a day early on that, a half a day early. It may take a little while yet. And again, the holiday may just cause some complications for our intraday to intraweek forecast and fluctuations here. At any rate, we do think wheat deserves a recovery rally, but like all the other two markets, when we switch over to the weekly chart for the September Chicago wheat, basically we think, like the corn market, it probably topped not 2 weeks ago, but wheat topped last week for level one, and we now think it's down into August just like corn and soybeans, but it can stage a retracement rally, and we can see a lot of zigzagging this month. It doesn't have to be outright down, Okay? Weekly indicator acting quite bearish, widening spread, suggesting chance of lingering near-term downside momentum next 1 to 3 weeks. Well, the model's saying it's probably going to take longer than that. It can stay down longer than that. And that maybe that's the best thing to say at the moment, that even though there's more downside here, for a while, it might be that it just stays down. It's difficult to rally by huge amounts, but it doesn't want to go down for a while. It wants to see, where are we going to wrap up July weather? Now, they may take a gamble on wrapping up July weather during the first half of July as they take those two-week forecasts, and as soon as they start to extend them into the latter half of the month, they might say, yep, go for it. And if they don't see any issues, their 3 to 4 forecasts, week forecasts will match the 2 week forecast, and they'll just say, yep, down. All right, not much else going on here. I just don't see a reason for dramatically higher grain prices anytime soon. But I think we've kind of overdone it here to the downside. We ought to get a little bit of recovery, and I think we're just returning to short-term trading. I think the seasonal up move's over. I think long-term bull market stuff is over. All right, I don't have much else to say here. Keep an eye on the wheat for 678 is the five-week average. That might be a spot for the wheat to bump its head here. And again, I don't have any bullish upside targets on a very short-term basis. They're really worth it. We just got to look at retracement levels here and give the chance for the bulls to show up, for the bears to back away for a little while, and to give some rebounds. But again, I'm bearish into August. I'm bearish into October. Lots of twists and turns to come. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results, but keep an eye on all this long-term weather range. I suppose something could flip yet again and still be bullish July, August here, but it's not looking that way today. Thank you.